Doug is the kind of person you could throw out in a desert, naked, with a stick, and within a couple of weeks, he'd have an empire. I think he's the most street-savvy human being I've ever known. Wherever he landed, whatever situation he was in, he worked out all the street angles way faster than anyone else. It was not always according to the book, or legal, but it worked. Dick Dorworth, the world's fastest skier in the 1960s, a frequent travel companion of Doug Tompkins's. Doug Tompkins paced the San Francisco sidewalk, hawking downhill skis to beatniks and groggy sailors. Fast on his feet and quick with a retort, the 22-year-old thrived on the weave and bob of the street salesman. The charismatic high school dropout badgered customers to peruse his eclectic collection of custom-forged climbing pitons and fisherman's sweaters from Scotland that he promised were resistant to any winds. Like a fencing champion, he parried back and forth with the pedestrians outside his store, trying to sell. Need a sleeping bag? Wool pants? An ice axe? He crowed to onlookers, ambling past his quaint storefront in North Beach. It was 1965. The store had been open barely a year, and cash was tight at the tiny startup. Doug's entire $5,000 budget was gone, spent on a store-wide overhaul and a meager pile of equipment. Salaries were reduced by convincing climbing buddies to help with the street hustle. Compensation included a front-row seat at the hottest street scene in all of San Francisco, plus free beer. Tompkins loved to dress up. Like a circus performer, he often switched outfits, and whether it was with his black top hat or his furry ankle-length jacket, he appeared stylish, yet brash. So too his shop. When customers asked why he named his retail outlet the North Face, Tompkins answered with the brazen air of a man who loved bombing down a mountainside on wooden skis and reaching speeds approaching 90 miles an hour. The South Face is the most often climbed. The snow is softer, and the sunlight makes it warmer, he said with a sigh. I prefer the more difficult side, the hard, icy face. The North Face is a more difficult challenge. I take that route in life. Although it was decades away from being a globally recognized clothing company, the original store called The North Face, created by Doug Tompkins as a 21-year-old, was just the first of his three mighty brands that he would turn into world-renowned enterprises over the course of his life. Disruption was his game, and according to his best friend, Yvon Chouinard, founder of Patagonia Clothing Company, Doug liked nothing better than breaking the rules. If you want to understand the entrepreneur, study the juvenile delinquent. The delinquent is saying with his actions, "This sucks. I'm going to do my own thing." That was Doug. That's why he dropped out of school, because like a lot of kids, he couldn't tolerate just sitting at a desk and being told what to do. And he just had too much energy for that and too many ideas floating around in his head. In front of the plate glass display windows featuring an oversized Bob Dylan poster, Tompkins and Chouinard harangued pedestrians walking through the North Beach neighborhood, some on their way to Chinatown, others coming up the hill from the docks. Yvonne plopped Quincy, Doug's infant daughter, atop his shoulders as a conversation starter to lure customers in. When Quincy tired, he lay her down for a nap in the display window. The cute baby, naked as the day she was born, sleeping atop a pile of fluffy reindeer skin rugs, became a hit in the growing lore of the community. Besides selling newfangled skis and cutting-edge mountaineering equipment and clothing, Doug's store was becoming known as the place where the baby sleeps on the reindeer rugs. And inside the shop, there were often raucous gatherings, intense debate, and an eclectic crowd feeding off what was quickly becoming the North Face scene.